Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Adventures in Lollygagging. Tonight, we're riding the Owl Hoot Trail in a game called Frontier Scum. I'm sorry. Did you have something to say there, Jeff?
Nope. You just keep talking.
We are playing Frontier Scum. And we will wait to meet our outlaws because they've yet to be created. However, those of you with a keen eye might realize that we have an additional player tonight. It's a bittersweet moment for me personally because I'm always excited to play with new people. Derek, I had a lot of fun playing with you in our Blade Runner game especially. But I'm no longer the center of attention. I'm stuck to the top left box and it just grates, you know, like I have to be the star of the show and it's just, it wasn't what my contract said. So we're renegotiating and it's been a brutal series of DMs with Jeff and I. But for hospitality's sake, let's go around and introduce ourselves and say what our favorite Western movie is. We'll start with Melissa.
Yeah, Kipster and I were playing The World's Smallest Fiddle for you while you were.
Mine was definitely a violin.
I had no idea what you were doing.
This is the world's smallest violin. Yeah, violin.
That was yes. I just went with World's Smallest Fiddle because you know westerns.
Westerns.
That was what I was going for. I realized it was entirely unclear exactly what I was trying to do, so that's why I'm explaining. Because jokes are always really good when you have to explain them. Those are the best ones.
Those are the only ones I make.
Western game, Western movie, old country for old men.
That's a neo-Western though. We said no neo-Westerns.
That's all I've got. You're not getting another one. What did I say?
I like old country for old men.
Oh, yes.
That's where I live. Old country for old men.
All right, so we've established that Melissa doesn't know a lot of Western movies. But okay, Aaron, how about you?
I love Westerns. I mean, I watch Westerns continue. If I could, I would watch Westerns continuously. So I'm in a two-way tie. There are two Westerns that if they're on, I will watch them. I don't care if they got 5 minutes left or if they just started, I will drop everything and watch them. And that's Open Range with Kevin Costner. And Rio Bravo with John Wayne.
Good choices around. Jeff, would you enlighten us with your favorite?
Yeah, so similar to Aaron, I have quite a few I could choose from. And there's two I'm going to mention. I'm going to go off the beaten path a little bit. First one is based on a book that I quite enjoyed. It's not that old. It's called The Sisters Brothers. And it was made into a movie with Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly. The book is by Patrick DeWitt. I love the book. I bought it on a whim a couple years back, and I've taught it in class and stuff now. So I really, really enjoy that one. Like brothers, basically, they're kind of hired as assassins and such, and they're hired by a man called the Commodore, which is just perfect, right, to kind of go kill a guy. And then another one I really like is it's an Australian movie. It's called The Proposition. It's got Guy Pearce in it. It's got, I think Brendan Gleeson is in it as well. And that one's also just like brutal and amazing. And it's like this, like kind of like a revenge hidden gem kind of thing. So I strongly recommend that if no one's seen it. That one came out, I want to say like almost 20 years ago at that point. It was in the aughts. But that one I would definitely recommend if anyone wants to watch it. It's the same vibe as a you know, Western, but it's just, you know, it's set in Australia.
I actually have not seen The Proposition. You stumped me on that one. I
love
haven't even
that
heard
film.
Of it.
Yeah.
I Sisters Brothers was great. I enjoyed that one. I haven't read the book. But when you said Australian Western, I was thinking of a different one.
We'd be down under.
A Tom Selleck fan.
Okay.
Quick me.
or we could just do Australia, just the big epic, the far and away.
That's
the Australian
World War II,
far and away.
Right?
Yeah, but it's got Western themes.
Yeah, you're
Melissa,
right.
Melissa did No Country for Old Men, buddy. Okay, come on.
I don't follow the rules with favorites, clearly.
Kipster, what's your favorite?
So I was going to go with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, go old school. But you know what? I've actually probably enjoyed Django Unchained more. So I will lean on that side.
Tarantino. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of Hateful Eight?
That is I have seen.
Okay. No worries.
Do you want to start naming movies I haven't seen? It's going to be a pretty long list.
It's all right. Derek, you're our anchor now. What is your favorite Western movie?
So Melissa was saying she doesn't know very many. I know even fewer. So I'm just going to go with Back to the Future Part 3 because I watched the whole trilogy as a kid and it's the only Western thing I know. So we're sticking with that.
Nice.
You said fewer too. I'm so proud of you.
I do think people sleep on Back to the Future Part 3. Obviously not as good as the first one, but like it had some merit to it. Yeah, yeah. Okay, maybe not. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks
that. I liked it. I'm a fan of Michael J. Fox. You can even, hell, I even watch The Secret of my Success. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
That was a fun one too. Yeah. He's getting changed in the elevator and the secretary like is constantly like, seeing him in the middle.
Every time I hear chicka chicka, that's the movie I think of. Like every single time.
Yep. As for me, I like too many Westerns to name them all, but I'm also going to cheat. If I have to name just one, I'm going to go with Lonesome Dove, which is a miniseries, not a movie. Oh, don't give me that. Tommy Lee Jones, Robert Duvall.
We played Lonesome Dove on you know, the Deadlands Blood Drive that we played
Two ago. The Cattle Drive one.
Heavily based off of Lonesome Dove.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one.
I mean, if we're on a series of things like that, you know, I mean, you can go back to like Big Valley and Bonanza and Rawhide. Clint Eastwood is a 20-year-old kid.
Yeah. My dad would watch Gunsmoke and Little House on the Prairie every single day. Always had TV Land on. It was those right next to Andy Griffith. So like every day he would be watching those.
Marshall Matt Dillon is who all of us young boys aspired to be when we grew up because he's just a badass.
It's true. It's true. And the actor had a record for like playing the character for like longer than any other actor has played a character on TV. So that's pretty impressive too.
Did someone say Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
No, but somebody should have. That's
somebody should have said that. That is a good one. How did we not say that?
I don't know.
I know it's a different era style, but it's like that's a Western.
It's great. It's full. It's absolutely Western. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get into the game. We're making our characters first. The game is very simple. If any of you are familiar with Morkborg or any of its derivatives, it's the same sort of mechanics, but Western themed. All players have four abilities. You have Grit, which is your strength, toughness, intimidation, and melee combat. You have Slick, which is your dexterity, aim, deception, and ranged combat. You have Wits, which is your knowledge, perception, persuasion, and medicine. And you have Luck, which is your gambling, sheer serendipity, and not getting shot. So everyone go ahead and let's roll. We're going to do this simultaneously and just call it off quick. So everyone roll a d4. Minus a d4, and this will be your grit. And we're going
to
go in the same
order. It needs to be a positive number.
It does not. It can be a negative. We're going to go in the same order we did our movie. So go ahead and call it out in that order, Melissa.
3 minus 4.
-1. You're a real tough one.
Crap.
Aaron?
I got a 1. 3 minus 2.
Jeff?
I got a 2. I'm pretty gritty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
In the box.
I got a 4 minus 1.
Ooh.
Nice. I've got all the grit. Nice.
And Derek?
I got a 1. 3 minus 2.
Fantastic. Solid. Overall, pretty good average there. So let's go ahead and roll Slick next. It's the same thing, d4 minus d4.
4 minus 3 is a 1. I'm off to a fantastic start.
Fantastic.
Anything in the positive's good.
Yeah. 4 3 minus 4 -1.
All right.
4 minus 4 0. It was very roller coaster turbulent ride for me for Slick.
3 minus 3, also 0.
And Derek?
I got 3 minus 3, so 0.
Okay. Not the most dexterous group, but that's okay. Wits. Oh, poor Melissa. She's grimacing.
2 minus 3. That's a -1.
Aaron?
4 minus 4 for 0.
Okay. Jeff?
3 minus 2 for 1.
Kipster?
1 minus 4 for -3. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
And
not smart.
3 minus 3 again, 0.
All right. And finally, luck. And as you're rolling this, remember that the likelihood of dying is there. And the more times you possibly die, the more chances you have for abilities to go up or down. So these can change. Melissa, looking sad again.
1 minus 1 for 0. Oh,
fantastic. At least you're consistent. Aaron?
Wow.
4 minus 1 for 3. I'm lucky.
All right. Jeff?
2 minus 4 for a -2.
Oh, you're going to get shot.
Me. I'm going to die. I'm going
to die. 2 minus 2 for a 0.
And Derek?
I got 3 minus 4, -1.
Okay. And these aren't the end-all be-all of your character. Remember, Morkborg is about making smart choices as much as making roles. So a lot of it is like fictional positioning and not putting yourself in dangerous situations. Let's go ahead and roll your hit points. This is a D6 plus your grit, or minus your grit for some people.
Oh, nice.
So I rolled a lolly on this one. So it's Ooh. 6 minus 1 for 5.
That's still pretty good. Pretty good. Aaron?
I also rolled a 6. So a 6 plus 1 for 7.
All right. Lollies all around. Jeff?
I also rolled a 6. Plus 2 okay, now, for an 8.
Now we're nice. Now we're all cheaters. We're all cheaters.
I rolled a 3, so I get
Thank
6
you,
with my grit.
Thank you, Kipster.
You can kill me.
I
she
also
only said that
because
she had the plus 3. All right. What was your total then, Derek?
4 total. 3 plus 1.
All right. All right. So we have our characters. You all are fairly healthy with hit points, so you might last a bit. If for some reason someone dies mid-session, there are extra character sheets. Go ahead and just start rolling up the next one and we'll fit you in at the next story appropriate moment. Not that I expect that to happen, but it's always good to have a backup plan because it will happen. Let's go ahead and go to the traits table, which is on page 14 of our PDF there. You are an outlaw scum with blank and blank. So this is a D66 twice. There are a lot of fun options here. They're all narrative. They don't necessarily give you mechanical benefits, but they describe a lot of your personality. Melissa, what are we looking at?
I'm an outlaw scum with a lack of judgment and bleeding gums.
Oh, all right. And this is frontier scum. So we're not supposed to be good people.
Understood. I'm apparently also sickly with my bleeding gums.
Well, I had also rolled a lack of judgment. So I just re-rolled that for an unearthly hunger and and a groomed appearance.
Oh, all right. Fantastic.
So that's weird.
Jeff, what are your traits?
Okay. I got a habit for rumors. And a signature laugh.
Ho, 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 ho. Bring me.
All right, Jabba.
Is that good? I'm going to do my Jabba laugh. Ho, ho,
that is good.
Like Aaron, I also got an unearthly hunger, but I have a bone white smile along with mine.
Ooh, all right. And Derek.
I got, let's see, misgivings of honor. And a singer's voice, apparently.
Voice of an angel. Frankie Valli.
Very nice.
Now, we're going to figure out what you all are wanted for. So you roll 2d12 to figure out what your crime is, and you roll a d4 to see if you're wanted dead or alive. What are you getting, Melissa? I see you laughing there.
I am wanted for the crime of repeated murder. So
that makes sense. A lot of people are wanted for
thing.
That one.
I roll the exact same thing. Do we want to reroll it or do we keep it?
It's your call. If you get the same one, you can choose to reroll. Otherwise, keep it. Are you wanted dead or alive, Melissa?
I rolled a
that's
2.
A d4. Okay, so you're wanted dead or alive.
Oh, okay. Not definitely dead or definitely alive, but
correct.
Dead or alive. Okay.
Aaron, how about you?
Gruesome robbery. I don't know what that means, but gruesome robbery.
You're going to have to figure it out.
I do some weird shit, and I got a 4.
Oh, so you were wanted alive.
I guess whoever I stole something from wants it back.
Want their stuff back, yeah. Jeff, what are you wanting?
I went ahead and rerolled, since most of the exact same, and I went and I ended up with spectacular arson.
Ooh.
Nice.
That could... Yeah. If any of those crimes are going to be spectacular, arson would be the one, right? Are you wanted dead or alive?
I am wanted. I am wanted dead.
It was too spectacular. Someone got jealous.
Far too spectacular.
Gipser?
I am a horse smuggler, and I am wanted dead or alive.
All right, fantastic.
I think I might be the mildest crime.
Yeah, the horse theft was pretty bad back then. Horse smuggling, yes. I wouldn't have thought. We'll see.
I know.
Good-humored loitering.
I'm a serial... Good-humored loitering. I serially steal people's gold teeth out of their heads while they're alive and conscious.
Is that gruesome. Why my gums are always bleeding?
Could very well be. If you had gold teeth, they're in my pocket now.
Thief. All right, Derek, what are you wanted for?
Wanton fraud, and I'm wanted dead.
All right. You really pissed someone off with that fraud. And now we're going to figure out our backgrounds. So for your background, you roll a d12, and then you roll a d6 twice to tell you what kind of skills you might have learned, and then roll another d6 twice for your starting items. We'll just go ahead and put in some filler words there as people are rolling. Oh, look, there's a doggy on the screen. Adorable.
Sorry. So D12, I rolled a ghoulish undertaker.
Ooh, all right.
Which is a skill that was gained by hiding from ghouls.
So ghoulish undertaker is your background. And then hiding from ghouls, you decide what skill that is. So that could be like stealth like camouflage or making ghillie suits or any sort of idea that comes to you.
Okay, that makes much more sense. And the burial accessory that I have is a pet rat.
Pet rat. And you actually do roll twice for the skills and twice for the burial accessories too.
Oh, so I get two different skills? Yes,
you get two skills here.
I got the same thing, so I'll roll again. So hiding from ghouls and working in the dark were the skills. And I have a pet rat that has an HP 1, bite 1, and loves me. And my second accessory is a carved femur.
Did the rat carve it?
I don't know, but I am wanted for repeated murders, and I have a carved femur. So yeah, this is looking up with this
murder weapon from your first kill.
And right. Just because I always insert myself into every game ever, if you name your pet rat Zenobi, you can take an extra ace. I'll allow it. Anyone remember
Understood.
Zenobi? I think it was just Jeff that was in that game. He doesn't like
I don't remember Zenobi. I don't have hurt me surgically like repaired it, much like Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind. I just removed that from my brain.
Zenobi. Aaron, what's your background?
My background is discharged deputy. And I got skill earned by killing the wrong scum and arresting the sheriff. So you got that going for me. And I have a heavy wool coat, or would have if I wasn't in jail, and the sheriff's saber. Maybe that's why I arrested him, because I wanted his sword.
All right, fantastic. Jeff, what's your background there?
I got, for the second time in a row, the cook one. I'm a butcher cook, which fits really perfectly because I learned a skill because the kitchen was on fire. And I also learned a skill because the hog wasn't wholly dead. So that's fun.
Oh.
And then my items are a meat hook and a rolling pin. So I'm a dual wielder. Nice.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And just because I remembered it right now, if you guys don't mind putting in our group chat what your background is, just so we have it typed up. Kipser, what background did you roll?
I am a factory cog. A skill I learned from being a factory cog is working for a week straight, which is super healthy. Don't recommend that. But I'm very good at napping in the boiler room. I am not a legitimate criminal.
You were working for a week straight, but you were also napping. So, like, how hard were you working?
You know.
Working hard, hardly working.
I wasn't caught, so they caught me for the horse smuggling. And the items that I got is iron chains, 15 feet, and a sledgehammer.
All right, fantastic. And Derek, what's your background?
So I rolled an 11, so I am a charlatan and a fraud. And then it was the skill table under that, correct?
Yes. Okay, so a D6 twice for that skill.
Yeah. So that I got, apparently I fleeced the wrong scum. And because of that, I got a fool's silver candlestick.
Very cool. Very cool. You rolled twice.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Now that's on the bonus items, correct? I just want to make sure I have the right one.
No. So you roll it again that background. And then the bonus skill and bonus item comes after.
Okay, so then that one was 24. Clothes iron. That's the other one I got.
What about the other skill?
Oh, that led to it? Wait, I did it backward. Hold on. I was chased out of town over, I guess, a clothes iron.
All right. Fantastic. And now we go to our bonus skills. So everyone can roll a D66. That's when you roll a 2D6 and you just read them left to right. You don't add them. And this will tell us a third skill that's not related to your background. And after you do the bonus skill, go ahead and roll the bonus item and we'll come back around for that. So Melissa, what bonus skill did you get?
So a skill that I picked up when I was mistaken for another scum. So the skills with that could be things like impersonating scum, guessing names or forging signatures. I'll go impersonating.
Fantastic. Aaron, how about you?
I got 64. You were caught in a storm. The associated possible skills are burrow through the sand, dodge lightning, or build a shelter. I'll go with dodge lightning.
All right. That sounds pretty badass. Jeff?
I can't hear you.
I'm muted.
Gosh darn it. So I got my horse died. So I get mountain riding, horse wrestling, or jousting.
Jousting.
Wait, because your horse died?
Because my horse died. That's what it said.
Because your horse died, you're really good on horses.
Yeah, I do horse wrestling. So I like to think that like I was wrestling with my horse and I killed my horse while I was wrestling. There you go.
You're really good at it.
I really want to pick horse wrestling. It's wrestling. It doesn't say like wrestling or rustling. It's like literally wrestling. So I get to wrestle horses.
I would like to say that it was another horse that like killed your horse. And so then you like wrestled the other horse and that's how you like got the skill. So like
for like honor. Is that what it is? Yeah. Like you killed my horse, prepare to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Have you seen a horse with five hooves? Kipster, what skill did you pick up?
Well, Jigali, I fell into a river, so I can either swim upstream in Jerk World or do crocodile wrestling along with Jeff's horse wrestling. Nice. I was going to be smart, but you're right. I probably should take the crocodile wrestling instead of the enduring cold.
So Kipster is just a Floridian, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
A career criminal that's not really a criminal and deals with a lot of alligators.
Asleep in the boiler rooms, y'all. my crocodile.
We're going to need to work on your Florida there.
No, not the right American.
Derek, what skill did you get?
I love the theme that the dice is going with. So the train derailed, and a skill that I got from it was iron grip, which makes sense since I have a clothes iron.
Fantastic. And let's bring it back around to your bonus item, which you'll probably not get to keep. Melissa, what was it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't roll that. D66. That's a 30 feet of rope.
All right. Aaron?
I got a 66, which is a personal memento, which is another table, which I rolled and got an embossed harmonica.
Fancy. Jeff?
Fancy indeed.
God damn it. I got a tub of Vaseline.
Oh my God.
What?
We're gonna do it. Jesus Christ.
Fantastic. Hey, that could come in handy in this adventure.
I feel like I'm having flashbacks of like Perils and Princesses because I was like the cook, I got the big old cleaver, and then I got my own underwear. And I'm like, what the hell is this crap?
Yeah, just like, you did.
And now I'm like doing this tub of Vaseline. Okay.
I mean, you were a chef in Cloud Empress as well, of sorts.
Oh my God, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that's three in a row, isn't it?
This is three out of two.
Dear God.
Kipster, what'd you get?
Oh, I have a street razor. Ooh, which I do believe I can hide on my person, even in a prison.
You can try, that's for sure.
I will certainly try with my zero.
Derek, what's your item?
An umbrella.
Umbrella.
Yes. What?
Oh, that's great. Now we're going to saddle up. So you are going to roll a d20 to see what type of horse you have. You can roll a D66 to determine what your horse likes, a D6 for the coat, and a 2D10 for the name of your horse. Let's keep it simple for now and just say the type of horse and what you are naming it.
So I rolled a riding horse.
All right.
I'm going to have to get with Jeff because I don't remember the name of the horse in Deadlands that I kept trying to like get like so many times throughout the course of that campaign that I needed to ride this horse. And then eventually I finally got it. So once I remember what that horse's name is, that is going to be the name of my horse.
Right, we'll put a pin in it for now.
Yeah.
Devil Eyes. That was
Devil
it.
Eyes, Devil Eyes. That's what it was.
All right.
Yeah. Devil Fantastic. Eyes.
I guess thanks to me. A riding horse named Whiskey Heart.
Ooh, nice.
Who likes the sound of laughter?
Jeff?
Okay, I got a mule again, so I'm extremely happy. So that's
Yay.
Good. And the name? Oh, God. So it's Materials Anatomy. So... I don't know. God dang it. Let me think about this.
Like steel balls.
Could do that. That's definitely.
That's an option.
Iron haunches.
There you go.
Something okay. Like you know, some names are better than others. Some are worse than others, but okay. It's your choice.
You steel balls. Really?
And Kipser.
So I rolled a natural 20, which means I get a racehorse, which makes sense for a horse smuggler, though not so much for a cog worker. But, you know, I have fine taste in four-legged animals. I have called it Grave Hooves.
Nice. And Derek, round us out here.
So I rolled an 11, so I got a mule. I also got materials and anatomy, so I was going to name it Sugar Hooves.
Sugar Hooves. Nice. And then we are not even going to bother rolling for your guns because I'm just going to take those away from you and you don't have a chance to get them back. I am running the adventure as written, so don't blame me. Blame the author of the game.
I think we're going to blame you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that. Clearly the plan.
Yep.
This is a shoot the messenger situation.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. For sure.
We are scum, as it were.
Yeah, that's fair. I appreciate you getting into it, Melissa. All right, so a few things about mechanics. In Frontier Scum, you are always wearing a hat, even when you're in prison, and you should never forget your hat. Before you take damage, you can choose to lose your hat and block all damage from a single attack. So your hat can be literally shot off your head. You have to pick it back up to do that again, and you check luck to see if the hat survived or not. A couple other things is that there are aces in this game. Everyone starts with a single ace every session. If you roll a natural 20 on an ability check, you can choose to learn a new skill or to gain another ace. And an ace can be spent to reroll any die that's not a natural 1 or a natural 20. The other fun thing is, if anyone rolls a natural 1, everyone loses all of their aces. So it's better to spend them than to hoard them. That's about all we need to know right now. The rest will come up as we're playing. So, y'all are a gang of outlaws who have ridden together for some time. That is, until the last job went all wrong. Now y'all are going to hang together. You've been sent across the Dust Barrens on a prison train called the Oregon Rail. You heard it used to be called the Morgan Rail, but the M was scratched off by the hungry blood vultures that follow the rail with grim persistence. Needless to say, the train lives up to its name. Of all the prisoners sent to Fort Gullet for justice, less than half are delivered alive. And now, as y'all are chained together in a prison car, you know that if death doesn't find you on the train, it'll find you as the destination. Your only hope is to find an escape and cut loose to Sickwater, a town filled with so many villains that no one will look twice at fugitives like yourselves. So now, Jeff, give us your character name. Just recap your background for us, a little flavor of personality, and then I've got a question for you.
We're skipping.
Okay, well, we'll start with Melissa Lynn. What's your character name?
So my character name is Stunis Pitts, and my nickname is Balderdash.
Balderdash. All right, now, Melissa, tell us. What was the outfit's last job? What were you hired to do, steal, or kill?
Clearly, we were hired to kill, because you asked me in on the murderer, so that must have been a kill mission.
Kill? And you don't need to come up with a name, but who were you trying to kill? Was it some sort of local official? Was it a vendetta?
It was a local official, clearly. We were told they were crooked, but it wouldn't really have mattered if they were or not.
All right. And Melissa, right now, what's your character's name?
Stunis.
Stunis. Stunis is chained to Jeff's character and Kipser's character right now. Aaron, you are chained to Melissa's character. I'm sorry, to Kipster's character and to Derek's character right now. What went wrong on this job? And what is your character's name?
I'm here to tell you. Now, you might look down on this tarnished deputy's badge and think, that man there, he's fallen on some hard times. And I say to myself, well, Deadwood Payne's knows nothing but hard times, but I still have a pocket full of gold teeth and a sheriff locked up in a cell that says, I used to do something right. Now, this last hit job, this murder for hire thing, that's not normally my... I'm a thief, and I know that I'm a good thief, but what really went wrong on this here particular job is when, I'm not going to mention names, but somebody's horse kicked up a fierce problem outside the saloon and drew some unwanted attention from the U.S. Marshal, who happened to come upon us mid-crime, you might say, and got the drop on the whole bunch of us.
Fantastic, fantastic. Kipster, what is your character's name?
Well, hi, y'all. My name is Wesley Cadaver Kid Ellsworth. And, you know, I wear a little bit of a factory uniform, but don't look by that. Should note some of those flower pins, if you would. And my horse is a princess who, you know, the ground that she walks on has to be gold and paved. And, you know, if something happened, that's not my fault or hers.
Wesley, you are chained to Stunis and Deadward there. Mm-hmm. And who got killed when the law showed up?
Well, there was a sixth member. I don't really know why we're here, honestly, all. But like the sixth one was like, oh, no. And he screamed and his name was like... Sundance Kid or something. Anyway, he got shot in the belly.
That would explain the screaming. Derek, you are chained to Deadward only. You're at the end here. What is your character's name?
So my character's name is Stunis Bardog Odyang.
And who did you cross while pulling the job?
Well, you know, that would require me to say that I'm guilty of a crime, which I am not. You know, I'm an innocent bystander. I think the blacksmith may have been unhappy with me, but it's just a misunderstanding.
The blacksmith. How did you cross the blacksmith? Or how did the gang cross the blacksmith if it wasn't your fault?
Yeah, it's we needed a lot of powder, and he seemed to be missing a lot of powder, but we got ours in the up and up way. We went through a different town, different channel. I don't know, his is a separate issue.
Fantastic, fantastic. Jeff, are we good?
I'm good to go. Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries. You are at the other end of this chain. You are chained to the other Stunis. And tell us, what is your character's name, and who saved your life when the law showed up?
My name's Artham Rotgut Holler, and well, the only person that saved me was the Cadaver Kid, fellow wrestler extraordinaire, and managed to wrestle some of the law off me, but the law got on me, and then got on them, and then got back on me, and pretty soon, the law wasn't playing by the rules. It's 2v2. You can't be sending 5, 10, 15 folk after us. That just ain't fair. That just ain't right.
No, don't. They had to wrestle that thing off you.
Yep. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yes, you did. Yep. Mm-hmm. Because they ain't got no honor. What it is.
No honor.
Not a little bit at all.
All right. Now, all of you have snuck in a single pocket-sized item onto this train. And if you would like to sneak in a second pocket-sized item, you have to pass a slick test, difficulty 12. Oh, I'm sorry, difficulty 14. Question so roll you. Your.
Yep. Whose pockets we talking about? Because I got some big ones.
That's a good question. Right now, you all are wearing filthy black and white striped prison uniforms. So it would be prison uniform pockets.
They put pockets in prison uniforms. That just don't seem no right. That seems like improper engineering, if you ask me.
They have pockets.
That's their problem. If they didn't want nothing in the pockets, they shouldn't have put pockets in the pants.
That's right. That's right.
Other students,
you're right. Uh-huh.
All right. So let's go around, starting with Stunis and ending with Stunis.
Stunis and Stunis. Get it right.
I don't do the long O sound. I do the short O sound.
Okay. Stunis.
It's not so hard.
So Stunis, what item did you sneak in, and are you trying to sneak in a second?
No. So I've just got the one item, which is my pet rat named TBD. But I definitely have my my pet rat in my pocket while I'm in prison. That's never been done before.
Deadward.
I think Deadward would have like a piece of wire for a lockpick.
Okay. Is that something you started with? It has to be an item you started with. Did I say that?
Oh, sorry. No, you did not say that. But, okay. What did I start with that is small? I don't really have any small pocket-sized things, so I didn't. I guess my harmonica. That's pretty pocket-sized.
All right, there you go. Your embossed harmonica. Artham?
Well, I tried to fit the rowing pin in my pocket, but they looked at me kind of strange, so, but I did that just to kind of get their attention in the wrong pocket so they ain't looking in the other pocket, which is a tub of Vaseline. I ain't go nowhere without it. Gets me out of all sorts of sticky situations, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Going away from the Java, but I like it. Wesley. Wesley, what item did you sneak in?
Well, I was thinking about trying to shove a sledgehammer down my pants. What are the chances that that would go, that would fly?
It depends if Artham's sharing the Vaseline.
Artham.
My dear friend, cadaver kid. Of course you take the Vaseline. I got a big old tub of it. It ain't a little pot. It's a big old tub is what it is.
All right. We're going to say that's a slick DR18 to get that sledgehammer in.
Oh.
Can I assist?
That's going to hurt.
I should have said
it. No, because you're not shackled to each other, I don't believe.
Rolled. Did it work? Oh, no, that's a 7.
All right. You tried to get the sledgehammer and they looked at you like Artham with the rolling pin and just took it away.
Oh, geez. How'd that get there?
So just confused. Added to a whole pile of contraband that they pulled off you all.
Well, then I just have a straight razor in my pocket because that's small.
That works. Yeah, you get that one automatically. Stunis, what did you sneak in?
Well, it's the darndest thing. All the items that I got are a candlestick, an umbrella, and a clothes iron. So I don't think I could fit anything in a pocket unless the clothes iron's missing its handle. But then I just got a big old ingot in my pocket, essentially.
What if it's like one of them short but like wide, girthy candles?
I'd be fine with that.
You could say you have the candlestick if it's pocket sized. And then if you wanted to try to sneak in the iron, that would be DR14.
I think I'll stick with the candlestick then.
Okay. You could do a second item is what I'm saying. So you could try for both if you want.
I'm not very slick, so I'm a pass.
Fair enough. All right. You all have been in this prison car for several days now. It is sauna hot. It smells of sweat, urine, and worse. You have not gotten bathroom breaks. The bread that they've given you has been moldy and stale, and just enough water to survive. The exhaustion is setting in. There are other prisoners as well in this prison car with you. You know that this train is rather long, and there are quite a few prison cars as well. You'd imagine there are at least 100 prisoners on this train overall. All the rest of them in your car have succumbed to the exhaustion. They're too weak or craven or injured to even try to escape. You all have figured out the routine. The guards come through every hour, almost exactly. They inspect all of the prison cars on the train just for a couple minutes. You have noticed that there's quite a few guards. They always walk in groups of three, but you've seen more than three faces. So you'd guess there's at least 10, maybe 20 guards on this train overall. What all are you trying to do to make your escape here?
Okay, yeah.
A good question.
Artem's hanging out with other students, right? They were attached.
Yes.
Is that right? You got your little rat friend with you.
So you all are handcuffed, and your legs are chained together. So Artem and Stunis are on opposite ends of this chain, and then the other three are in the middle and chained to two people on either side.
Is Balderdash Pitts, are you of the slender variety?
She's average, but she does have Ms. Okay. Jangles is in her pocket.
Are the main average. Artem is rotund. So he's going to like lean over slightly and just sort of present his buttocks to you so you can see the pocket. And he's going to say, say if you can reach out in there, get them that their tub of Vaseline. Rub it on them dainty little hands of yours and see if you can kind of squeeze them on out of the manacles, you know what I'm saying?
I do think that is a excellent idea, but I do think I'm going to send the little missus to take care of that job. And so you can see Ms. Jangles kind of crawl up on her shoulder and see she's kind of having this little conversation with the pet rat, and she's gonna kind of point out your pocket, and so she's gonna send Ms. Jangles to retrieve that from your pocket.
Okay, so you feel something furry scratching at your back end as a rat is tugging at the jar of Vaseline in your pocket.
Well, hey there, little fella. How you doing? Boldly going where no rat has gone before.
Now, Artem, just lean yourself just a little bit to the left. Just a little bit to the left. I'm watching the exit. Just got to lean.
This way.
Got it. Yep. Got to lean just a little bit. Yep.
This way. Which way is it? Just lean two different ways.
You all do have enough freedom of movement that you can like stand up and walk here and there. You just have to do it as a group.
I do wonder, what is this cart they're made out of? Wood or metal?
So the walls are black iron. There are windows. They're just inch-wide slits, and the sun that shines through there is burning and bright. So every time it flashes over your eyes, you are blinded for a second because you're so used to the dimness of the car. But it's reinforced black iron.
Like reinforced rebar style, or we're talking solid?
Like cast iron bars.
Well, might I try to pull one of those off?
You can absolutely try. If you have a skill, it'll give you advantage. But it's going to be near impossible, so it'd be an 18 grit.
Well, I'm going to wrestle it like it's a crocodile, because that's what I'm used to.
That's your skill set.
That'd be a 5.
Okay. So you see Wesley with the manacled legs and handcuffed hands just attempting to wrestle a bar, and all they really are able to do is just kind of swing their body wildly. Nothing happens with the bar. You do make quite a bit of noise for the car, but you don't have to worry about anyone hearing you. because this train is so loud with the rails underneath that the any sort of sound is just deadened by the time it gets outside.
Kid, you having a fit over there or something?
I think I almost have it.
Well, you just keep on tugging then. I got 10 to 1 we get out of here that she drops from the sunstroke long before she moves one of those bars.
Very likely.
Anybody want to take that bet?
I'm focusing too much on
Come on. Yeah. There you go. You got this right there. There you go.
She's all right. And so Balderdash is kind of like with her arms kind of still, you know, chained behind her. She's fiddling with the lid to this jar that Ms. Jangles has pushed over her way.
All right. So that would be a slick to try and get out of your manacles. And we'll say you get, we won't say advantage because you wouldn't be able to slide out of them without the Vaseline. That's the only reason that you're able to get the check. But we'll say it's a difficulty of 12 because you have that Vaseline helping you.
I rolled a damn 2 with her total of 3.
So that's not to say that you can't do it, but it's going to take you a bit of time.
I appreciate that I might be the one with the slenderest of wrists here, but this is going to be one of those dislocating the thumb, I do believe, if I'm gonna get this done. This was they were not joking when they attached these here.
Now I'm looking to float out another idea. I got some strong chompers. You see, you want me to just like chomp off a few of your fingers and like make it easier, and then I can reattach them later. It's okay. I got some stitching in me.
I've seen your stitching work. It is a fine sight to see. I believe that would be my plan B if this dislocating my thumb thing doesn't work. Then I think that might be the second option, because it is a might bit quicker to relocate a thumb than it is to reattach a thumb.
Okay, I mean, if you want to keep with the half measures, then you go right ahead. We'll be in this train a long time.
Yeah. Just hum a little tune or something. So Jangles will kind of look your way because I'm about to make a face she ain't gonna like.
Can I hum just a tune? Sure.
Edward will pull out his harmonica at that point he'll play a jaunty tune badly because he does not know how to play the harmonica, but he will give it his best shot.
Does anyone play
Ms. Jangles is just so thrilled with the, and so you just see this little like rat just sort of scurries over and just kind of sits and listens, which is the perfect. So she's just going to like.
Deadward is not thinking about rat stew at all. I mean, he's not that hungry yet.
Absolutely it's, not.
It's going to be so sad when that rat becomes an orphan. The other Stunis, Bardog, what are you doing throughout all this?
So, what all is in the cell with us?
You've got wooden benches, and that is it. There's no chamber pot. There's the floor underneath you, and the benches are bolted down. There aren't any cots or anything like that. No comfort, no blankets, anything.
But what's the floor made out of?
So the floor would be wooden slats, but it is reinforced black iron as well.
And the benches, are they like 2x4s or 2x6s?
Those are also wooden slats that are bolted down. Yeah.
Any chance there's I could probably pull like one of the slats off the bench?
Foot of chain that holds them to the wall. You absolutely could try. Without tools, it's going to be difficult. We'll call it a difficulty 16 grit.
Would my iron grip come in handy at all here on grabbing a hold of one of these planks?
So that would give you advantage.
Oh.
Wow.
Right. Got a 19.
All right. Describe how this looks for you as you're pulling one of the 2x4s off, probably breaking it.
Yeah. I do the classic spit into one of my hands and rub them together, and then I just wrench it right off the bench. And I just kind of hold it in my hand and look to the group and say, well, maybe we can use this to jimmy something loose or pry something. I don't know.
Shove it down the throat of one of them guards when they come through, take the keys off of them and skedaddle.
That might work.
One of us play dead, right? And they got to come in here. And then once they do, you whack them over the head.
Awesome. I figure after you bite off the last two fingers of Balderdash's hand, there'll be so much blood everywhere. They'll buy that she got.
That's even better reason right there. Unfortunately
passed down, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, all if y'all want that, I got a razor blade if you need to cut some stuff off. Might be a bit easier. I mean,
not nearly as much fun as biting a finger off, in my opinion. I got the
choppers. I got the choppers for it.
Do y'all remember what we all were thrown in the brink for anyway?
Oh, yeah. We was trying to murder, doing some, murder for hire, and that went sort of sideways. I keep telling you people, robbing is much, much, much better way to poach getting our money, but...
I mean, to borrow Arthur's phrase, that's a half measure. You kill someone, they ain't doing the thing again. You rob them, they can just come back and get their revenge.
You rob them, though, and then they go back and they make more money, and you rob them a second time. I just keep robbing the same people over and over again for a while.
That feller's smart.
Keep putting more gold teeth in.
That's definitely some more gold teeth. I rob a bank, I take all the gold teeth and some money, and then I come back a couple months later, and there's new people in there with new gold teeth and new money.
I got another
idea.
Meanwhile, Stunis has pulled her hand out of one and the other, and so she's just walking around with her hands. I imagine her legs are still chained, but her hands are open.
Yeah, so you would still be working the Vaseline because it hasn't been enough time for you to get them out yet with the failed check. Okay. But you also know, one second, Jeff, that you have probably 5 to 10 minutes before the guards come back in on their next patrol. What were you saying, Jeff?
Okay, so I got another idea. I am like a lord of fire, okay? So we got a lot of wood in here, right? I can conjure us up an inferno. And that'll kind of get them running too, And we could be like, hey, fire, help, that sort of thing.
I don't
know. You never did tell the story about what made you a Lord of Fire. Can you, how exactly do you do it?
Well, you don't do it, right? You are ordained by the higher powers of this universe. And that's what it was. The sun is the strongest of all fire, and it deemed to put upon me disability. I did not ask for it, but this responsibility was granted me. Now you can just snap that there thing in half and give me two of them. I can make a fire. I can do it. Trust me. I got this skill. It's right here.
I was mighty hard pulling it off the bench. I don't think my guns, these ones, are ready to snap it like a toothpick. I'm not. We could try and do it together.
Okay.
Can you rub the metal? I've almost got this cast iron off.
Well, I suppose, but I prefer the texture of wood.
Wesley's still flopping around on the black iron bar.
I'm ever -3 from my int. I don't think I'm stopping anytime soon.
Now I once saw this in a carnival. Hold it up. Take the plank.
Yeah.
Hold it. Okay. Hold it real tight now.
Yeah.
Hold
it real tight. Okay. Be careful.
Okay. Here we go. And then he tries to headbutt it. See if he
can. Well, because it's already broken.
Oh, no.
What do I got to hit? Grit 12? Grit
DR 12. Yeah. Okay. 12 is standard.
All right. Hey, man. That's my best. That's my best stat. Let's go. 17 plus 2, 19.
All right. Yeah, Artham's head just goes right through Snaps, almost hits Bardock in the face right behind. But he's got control.
That was fun.
You good, partner? That, how did you do that? That's solid.
I told you I was ordained by the sun god or something. What did I? Who? Wait, what did I say again? I don't quite remember.
What's fire have to do with this? You hit it.
I was going to rub them together. I was going to rub them together. That's what I do when I was trying to start a fire. So let me see. Okay, there you go. I'm going to take them.
I get the feeling they won't care if we burn alive in here, but we could try it.
But we could. So, like, I'm looking at the images you posted. So there's like a walking path, right?
Yes. So technically, there are cells on either side with the path that walks in between.
Okay. So, and can we, are the bars like slender enough that we can like kind of reach through them a little bit?
Yeah, you can fit your whole arm through the bars.
Okay. So, can I start trying to make fire so I can start trying with my two little pieces of the plank here?
I think that's possible. I do Listen, think man, it would take more than a couple minutes. So if that's something skills, you want to.
I am Lord of Fire, and I have the kitchen on fire. And my skill is the pyrotechnics. It's right there.
This is the character you rolled.
We're all about to die together.
We're all going to make new characters.
We're all not going to be able to breathe.
Oh, fuck it. Let's go with it.
That's the
answer. So we'll call it Slick. And because you have the skills, that's the only reason you're getting the role.
Yeah.
So we'll go 14 to get it done before the guards come in, because you know you only have a few minutes.
That's a 3. That's a fail.
I was okay. No. So it can happen, but it's going to be after the guards come in the next hour patrol.
Okay. Yeah, I got this. Y'all just
speaking of which. Else. You all can hear the doors are starting to clink and jingle as keys are being put in and locks are being opened. What all would you like to do? You have a brief moment to prepare for these guards coming in.
So are there other than us, are there other prisoners on our side?
Not in your specific cell, like there are bars in between, but there are 10 other prisoners throughout the car. So there are 15 total, including you all. Most of them are very weak right now, looking dehydrated or injured from beatings or anything like that.
But we can't really get to them, so.
Yeah, not yet. Okay. So what all, how do you want to position yourselves with these guards coming in? Are you going to try and like play dead or something like that? What are you trying to look like? Are you trying to hide that you have the board?
I'm going to lay on the bench that I stole the board from and cover up the spot that I ripped off. So just laying casually with my arms behind my head, you know?
Yeah, it's dark in here. So let's go ahead and call this a slick check, but it'll be easier, straightforward. So 8.
It's a 3.
Okay, so you're still there, you're still covering it, but you're kind of like slanted a little bit. You're like trying to hold yourself up. If they don't look too closely, there's a chance they won't see it, but it's fairly clear if someone really looks at you. What about the rest of you?
Hey, kid, cut me right here where the wound is, right here.
So I figure he's probably got like a welt where he just headbutted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, cut me right here where the belly. I'll play dead. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, here you go.
And then I'm going to lay on the ground and pretend that I'm
all right.
injured.
Take the straight razor.
If pro wrestling taught me anything, forehead cuts are gushers, so he's just got blood coming down.
Okay.
I'd like to, would Studis have her hands free now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and say you have one hand free. How about that? The other one still has the manacle on it, and it's jingling, but you do have mobility.
She can reach for Arthemis because she has bleeding gums. So she's going to like take her free hand and she's going to like rub it in her mouth, get some blood and rub it on Arthemis' forehead to help with the appearance of bleeding.
Well, he's actually bleeding. I have a straight razor. I just cut his forehead.
Balderdash.
Well, we got more. You can't have enough.
I don't know what to say about that, Balderdash, but that's plumb disgusting. I applaud. I applaud.
Yes. I just constantly taste metal in my mouth all day, so I might as well do something useful with all of this nonsense.
I'm gonna try to forget all that and just pass out now. I'm starting napping. Thanks.
And if I've got the one hand free, does that mean that I have a little bit of a length of chain free? That if
yeah,
I were...
you have about 6 inches of chain hanging off one of your hands.
Excellent. So if there's a situation, if there's a angle presents itself that I would like to jump on the back of this person and use that little bit of chain to.
Well, you might get a chance here now because the guards have just entered the cart. You see three of them. They're big, burly men. They're not wearing uniforms or anything like that, but they're wearing like workers' clothes. You've seen them before, these three. They've become familiar with you because you've been on this train for a couple days now. They are not carrying any food or water. And this is apparently not mealtime. It's hard to keep track. All you know is that the sun is bright for about 14 hours a day, and then it's dark for the rest of it. They're coming through, and one of them has a club, a wooden club, and he's just rattling it on the bars, and he's calling out loudly, "Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!" and just banging on the bars. All the other prisoners that are like trying to rest are being startled out, woken up. They're all so exhausted that they're still groggy and incoherent. And the guard just seems to be having fun with this whole thing. I don't actually roll for them to notice these things, but they are going through and looking at the cells. So we already failed Stunis's roll. Stunis, you have your handcuffs off. Let's go ahead and get a slick from you to try and hide that if you're trying to hide it. And I'll give you, it'll be straightforward because they're going to see Artham with the blood.
Okay. And then, yeah, that probably wouldn't apply because I'm good at hiding and good at seeing in the dark. So that probably wouldn't apply. So
I think hiding could apply. Slick. So that'd be advantage. Yeah. Slick with advantage, difficulty 8.
Okay. And remind me again of advantage. Well, never mind. I rolled a 15.
Advantage, you just roll twice and take the better option.
Okay.
All right. So
15.
Looking through, Stunis, you're kind of over Artham, but they just look right past you and look at Artham. What the hell happened to him? Y'all get in a fight?
Oh, Johnny Law? Ah, he done smacked his head up against the bar trying to get his way out. I'm fairly certain he's dead as a doornail.
Well, dead as a doornail. Looks like you all might have dinner tonight. We won't have to bring you any bread.
Well, you are quite the hysterical one there, my friend.
Well, if there's anything else, and they look around.
Hey. Surely this is not going to be how we just continue the rest of our time with a departed. You must have a place for all the departed to be separated.
Well, we can use you if you're still alive. I don't see any use in moving dead bodies around. We'll let the loaders and unloaders over at Fort Gullet handle that. And he won't stink too bad. Probably.
You gotta understand, Balderdash, John the Law is, he's weak, man. He's not capable of moving a corpse the size of our deadly departed friend, Artham here.
Oh, that is true, because that Artham has got quite the musculature on him, and as you say, John the Law over there does not. He's on the scrawny side.
I think scrawny's being a mighty generous. That boy there get blown over in a slight breeze.
One of the guards behind does lean forward and whisper something, and it's hard to tell hear because of the rattle of the train, but you do catch, we're going to have to smell this for the next week. Maybe we just throw him up in the boiler. I ain't moving him. We don't need to move him. If you all want to try and push him over the edge, it would be a wits check. Since two of you are doing it, one of you can roll it with advantage.
I've got a minus -1.
I've got a 0, so I'll give it a shot.
That's better.
All right, we'll just call this standard with 12.
I got a 1, but you guys, I got advantage, right?
You got a natural 1?
I got a natural 1.
Yes.
So everyone loses their aces here.
But I mean, like, I got my roll with happens. Advantage, right?
Oh, yeah, you have advantage. I'm sorry.
Still got a shitty roll, but not the one.
Okay, so you all keep your aces. And this guard that appears to be the boss right now, not necessarily the lead guard, but the most senior of these three, isn't having it. He doesn't care two licks that there's a dead body in there. These guards have no motive for your well-being, to protect your well-being. And with that, they begin to start moving along to the other cells. They don't look closely at the Stunesis because of the argument with Artham. And they just go through and they start any prisoner that is within reach, they poke them with the clubs or give them a hit to wake them up before they start moving through the cart again. And they start moving on to the other side. You know, you have about an hour before they come back.
Artham, you can get up.
Why didn't y'all just like show that you had your manacle or something loose? Then they would have come in here and fixed it.
That's a fair point.
They'll be back. If we were that bright, we wouldn't have been caught and put in this damn car in the first place.
Well, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Well, it gives me more time to put these sticks together than make the fire.
And you're going to have plenty of time to make a fire now in the next hour. You can get it going within like 20 minutes or so.
Well, so there's... Okay, so there's bars. And they go into the floor. It's reinforced. Okay. All right. And the... on our specific cages, is there like a keyhole thing?
Yes, there is a door on each cell that has a keyhole that opens.
So what Artham, I think, would want to do is try to get some and try to like file down some splinters. It's like very strong wise and see if we can kind of like formulate. I know it's not perfect. It's wood, but try to formulate some kind of pick or something and see if we might be able to mess around with it.
We'll say you already have the splinters because you were breaking the piece of wood. It'd be easy to get a few shards off there. Yeah, pull them out of your forehead. So this would be slick to try and open it. I'd say that'd be difficult. It'd be slick 14 to try and get that.
Okay. Hey, this ain't my like expertise or nothing. If anyone here's got a handle on the machinery that is keeping us locked inside, you well. Balder Day.
My wits is, as I said, zero, but I give a shot.
I think it's slick.
Slick is a one.
Minus
Balder Dash.
I can hit it real hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, we'll do that in a sec, but this might be a way to do it instead.
Be a bit easier with my sledgehammer, but, you know.
So is slick of one the highest slick that we've got in the party?
Yeah, I got zero.
Yeah, mine's zero. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. I guess I'll try. And I've got the free hand, so I guess that kind of makes sense that I've got the hand that can kind of reach out the other side of the bars. All right, that's a three.
Now you can use your ace to re-roll that.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Nice.
That's been better.
Natural 20.
All right, so Stunis, Balderdash. With a nat 20, you can take an ace to replenish the one you just spent, or you can learn a new skill if you would like.
I'm going to learn lockpicking because that seems like it's going to be useful.
Good skill to have right now.
Yeah.
All right. So Balderdash is messing around with lock for a few minutes, and it gets to the point where it's like, okay, she's using a splinter. This isn't going to happen. And then you hear the metallic click and the roll of the lock pins, and the door just begins to slide open.
I got it. I done it. I got it.
Awesome. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it.
I'm gonna sit over here and think about how I did that, because that might be something we might need to do again.
No,
I just got an idea there. Since you're so good with the lock picks and all, we got a little bit of time. Might you start to work on these manacles so we're not trying to escape, all of us connected together like some
Snake? Because if I practice, I'll get in better. Just do it once. You may not be able to do it again. But if I do it like once and then another once and then another once and another once, I'm gonna get it good. Yeah, yep.
That's how that works. I heard.
That's Ford's tries. You can do it.
Balderdash minus one wits can't count that high.
Wouldn't it be 8 because we got 2 hands, and then wouldn't it be 16 because we got 2 feet?
That's why you the smart one in here. Yeah. Yep.
I got to focus now. Hush on. I got to focus.
I'm not going to have you roll a check for each person because then you're just rolling. That doesn't really make sense. So these are going to be easier than the door. So that's going to be standard difficulty, which is 12. You get advantage because you're skilled in lockpicking now. And we're going to say if you fail, you'll still get it done, but you'll be pushing that hour it happens. Whereas if you succeed, you'll get it done in about 10 minutes or so.
Okay. And so I'm sorry, I'm rolling slick again at advantage now because I've got the skill.
Slick with advantage, looking for a 12 or higher.
19.
Yeah. So with your newfound lockpicking skills, and this splinter is getting wedged and kind of bent in a way that's just perfect for these manacles, you're able to pop them open with relative ease. It only takes you a few minutes.
Now, Stephen, do these guards usually take one end and then come from the door on the other end on the hour? I presume they're not always walking on the same direction.
So they were on the way back there. Yeah. So they went to one end of the train and they were coming back. So, you know, it will be about an hour before they come back through the same door they just came in.
Okay, well,
or
then
the same door they just left.
Go pull a pin between the carts is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. My follow-up question was, do they go into the back of the train coming?
Yeah.
Or are they going?
They were headed towards the front.
Okay.
Well, it might be time to get off this little joyride. Got to find the horses. They probably need a good brushing by now.
All right.
I don't
so
think
you all...
they're on the train, though. I don't
understand. Why wouldn't
they be?
Why would they separate them from me?
Well, because you forfeited your possessions because you were a criminal.
Hardly. Anyway, I'm going to go pull the pin from where I know the guards are going to be coming from.
I'm going to follow her, but I'm going to take some of the manacles, and I'm going to have them in my hand to bludgeon anyone who comes a knock.
Well, we also got those planks of wood we use as clubs. Seems only fair.
That's true.
Yeah, that's good. So you got 2 planks of wood to use as clubs. We'll call those heavy melee weapons. And then the chains, I think, make sense as like a light melee weapon. That sound good?
Mm-hmm. Would my candlestick be a light melee weapon as well?
We would call that a light improvised weapon. How about that? Right. So it won't explode with damage.
Gotcha.
So the group of you are making your way towards the front or the back?
Direction the guards are going to be coming to us from. We'll put the pin on that side. But so my understanding is that that is the front of the train that we're disconnecting from.
Yes. So you make it to the doors, and the doors are locked again. We're not going to have you roll another check. We'll just forward it over. So Stennis, you take your splinter and your my dog just panicked for some reason. You take your splinter and you unlock the door. You pop it open. The light is blinding. You are in a desert right now. It's completely barren and flat. You don't even see shrubs going past you. You take a second for your eyes to adjust, and the heat is oppressive. It was a sauna in the cell, but now you have the sun on you, and it feels like the light is just burning you. That sun is so bright. As you look down at the couplings, you see that they are tightly welded black iron, and they cannot be destroyed or uncoupled.
Oh, well.
You didn't say unmelted, though. The Fire Lord can melt them.
That is true.
I'm thinking we might just go beat some people up instead.
We're going to kill them, right?
Well, yeah. They touched my horses, then yeah. Gotta protect them.
I figure at this point, if we gotta stay on this train, we might as well take this train and take it someplace a little bit more hospitable than this desert.
I would really like to take one of them and throw them like right under the wheels of the train and just watch the train just go like boop right over them.
Balderdash, you always make me smile, Balderdash.
How much room is there between the carts? Like between each cart of the train?
It's a good amount of room, probably about 4 or 5 foot.
Is there any is there any access to, like, because you said we can see the
So there's like a guardrail on either side, and there's no ladder that goes up, but you could use that guardrail to climb fairly easily.
So here's our thinking. Couple of us climb up and we like wait and cling to the roof, and then whoever doesn't climb up, loosen up the guardrail, make it all loose and such, and then when they start walking, those of us on top, we give them a good whack, and they fall into the guardrail, and they go flying off.
Crazy enough that it worked.
Just like lockpicking, I can do that now. And she's like trying to like jam one of the like splinters, and she's like looking at this. It's quite work the same.
Balderdash, I think I can loosen them just by shaking them a bit.
Oh yeah, that might work a little better, and she'll like kind of step back and let you do your thing.
Well, wait, we won't get up first. We want to use them to get, I'll go up if no one else. I want to feel the sun up with on you. Face.
Yeah. Dad would go up with him as well.
Let's go, boys.
Are we just all going up?
I think someone's got to stay back. Someone's got to stay back to loosen
I'll
up.
I'll stay here and punch him in the face a few times.
Okay, I mean, did we see them with guns and stuff? I said a club. Did they have guns?
They had clubs and revolvers, yes.
Okay, just be careful. Just make sure we're hitting them before you attack them, because we don't want them pulling out the guns and such. When they get shot in the face or something.
Of course, you might be able to just live up to your nickname, Cadaver Kid, if you stand right in front of them like that, but it's choices.
Yeah.
Do you want me to stay down here with
you? Up there,
we'll confuse him.
Sure.
Between the two of us, we'll just confuse him.
I mean, maybe you can let some of those other prisoners out. See if we can't keep them handy. Maybe they can help jump.
Maybe they can take the shots, and then we don't
feel like some of them are crazy enough. They could be a liability, though. You saw how some of them was looking.
And
they was talking to the floor.
They ain't barely moving.
You're not casting aspersions on folks that are a little crazy, are you?
Well,
absolutely, I am.
I wouldn't necessarily say I am. I just don't want my face eaten if they're hungry, or I want them thinking I'm an apparition.
Oh no, that's the one all the way at the other end. I wouldn't let him out either. Like the eaten folk, that's going to be problematic. But this one over here is just like us, just some poor Steven and whatnot.
Of course, until they decide that they want to get off more than they want us to be alive. I'm just saying.
The plan here then is for Balderdash and Cadaver Kid to go back and get some prisoners while the other three go up top. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm going to put my iron grip to use up top.
I think we're just bait. I think we've nixed letting out any other folks for bait.
Weakening anything that needs to get weakened.
So, Artham, you said you were going up. You were the first to mention it, so we'll say go up first. It doesn't take a check to get up. You just take your time. You're careful. As soon as you get your hands up on this tin roof of the car, or I'm sorry, it's steel, but it's not painted, and it's just it's got that sheen to it. The sun bounces off it, goes into your eyes. Your hands are already burning as you pull yourself up. You try to cool off as best you can, but you can already tell that they're red just from pulling yourself up. The desert air in the scorching sun forces you to make a grit check or become miserable. So miserable is a condition in this game, and what it means is that you cannot heal until you are no longer miserable.
Okay, but like,
I'm ordained by the sun and such, so like the fire doesn't affect me, right?
This isn't necessarily fire as much. I don't remember ordained by the sun comes being from your trait, was it? Not.
I don't know, man. I was the kitchen's on fire. I got like fire resistance and like pyrotechnics and such.
Okay.
Kitchen is on fire.
What's the 14?
So he's ordained by 12. The sun.
So you did grit 12 plus 2, 14.
Okay. And Deadward and Bardog, as you come up, you have to make those same checks.
I got a nice healthy 3, so I guess I'm miserable.
Don't right, forget your ace.
It's miserable 1 as well, so you'll take 1 point of damage if you don't reroll with the ace.
Yes, I have 9. No choice.
I guess I will spend my ace as well.
15.
Sometimes it's worth it.
You? We'd still be sitting over there playing if I had used my ace a little.
Nope.
Y'all?
I am miserable.
All right. So until you cool off, Deadward, you are miserable, and you take 1 point of damage. And the sun is just beating down on you all. As you're moving, looking forward, you can see that there are about 10 cars or so ahead of you, and then you see the engine in front, and there is a red plume of smoke coming out of that engine. And it dissipates by the time it gets all the way back to you because you're not close enough, but it is a bright red smoke. As you're looking up, the sky is clear blue, but there are the shadows occasionally of vultures circling above. You know that there are lots of rumors about blood vultures that follow this train specifically. They're like normal vultures, except that they are willing to attack people. They are very aggressive. Stunis, and Wesley, are you trying to go into the next car?
Oh no, I think we're making the guardrail weakened.
That's right, we're just making the guardrail weakened and
causing general chaos.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll say that you're taking the time to make it weakened. You can do that without a check. So Deadward, Artham, Bardog, you make it to the front of this car. There is another car that you could try to jump to, or you can climb down. All of these cars from the top look almost identical. You will see that there are a couple cars towards the front that are about twice as long as most. They seem a bit longer, but most of them are about the same length as your prison car.
I think we're staying in place, right? Yeah. We're just waiting for the guards to come out that door and smack them.
We were setting a trap, yeah.
Got a question for y'all up there. Do you see any horses? You see the horse cart?
Yeah, cadaver. I actually see your horse. It's running right here alongside the train.
Oh really?
No, cadaver. I'm lying. Come on, cadaver. They done boiled your horse down. They ate it. Its hoofs are glue, cadaver.
Okay. Oh, I'll definitely have to kill that then.
Absolutely, absolutely. You gotta just let it go. Let it all go.
All right, so with the 5 of you, with your ambush in place, you wait. We'll say that you timed it out so that you know that the guards will be just a few more minutes, so you don't have to wait too long. And eventually you hear the rattle of the door from this car that you have not been in. It opens relatively quickly. Apparently this car was not locked. The door opens, and out comes one of the guards, a different one than before. It appears that there's been a shift change, and he sees Balderdash and Cadaver Kid immediately. We're going to go into combat here. The way initiative works is that you roll a d6, and if it's 1 through 3, you go after the enemy. If it's 4 through 6, you go before. You all hit the ambush, so I'm going to let you all go first. You had it ready and primed to go. So in any order, you all can choose to take your actions. And I do have the quick reference for you, along with in Foundry. There is a screenshot of the combat rules. It's very simple. On your turn, you can move and take an action. So let's start with Balderdash and Cadaver Kid, because you are the ones who are there first. What are you two doing?
Good day, sir. I want that club, thanks, so I can hit you over the head with it.
All right, so this will be like a melee attack then, where you're like grappling. Yeah. So that will be
like a crocodile, like a wrestling crocodile.
This is not a crocodile.
It's like a crocodile. It's a standing crocodile on two legs.
God damn it. Take the advantage. It's fine.
Sorry, grit advantage. Thank you. I'll need it. 14. So what was the DC?
So it's a DC 12 here.
All right.
It's just standard 14, difficulty.
I wrestle this human crocodile.
And I think this counts under the wrestling clause. When combatants trade blows back and forth, PCs check grit once per round instead of rolling separately to attack and defend. So this counts as your attack and defense as well right here. Right. So you were successful. You hit the enemy. And you are going to wrestle the club away from him.
How dare you touch my horse?
Balderdash, you see that there are two guards, because they travel in packs of three, directly behind him, but he is stuck in the door with Cadaver Kid there wrestling, and they cannot get past. What would you like to do?
No, I can't get to the second one.
You could definitely like try to swing over or throw something, but they're not able to move out of the cart.
Raven's gun.
Let the slick.
Oh, so I can use my slick to try to grab the gun of the first guard that's with.
Yeah, that would be Cadaver. Grit, I think, still, because it's like still melee. But you could use your grit to try and grab the gun.
I don't want to use my grit because that's minus one, but I will because that's what you said. So 12.
12 is exactly what you needed. So you move forward and you pull the gun, you rip it out of the holster. You hear him screaming, hey, they got a gun. They got my gun. But the guards in the back are not able to do anything yet. Let's move up to top to the roof. Deadward, Artham, and Bardog.
So Artham's plan was to basically just swing the chain down, knock him in the side of the head, and try to knock him into the railing and off. Like, that's the whole thing. Just like golf swing down and just kind of whack him, see if he goes flying up.
All right, so that's a melee attack, which is grit. We'll say you have advantage because he has no idea you're there and you're above him.
No, we're at. Okay. What's the difficulty?
12.
Never mind. Natural 20.
If I don't say the difficulty, it's always a 12.
Natural.
It's a nat 20?
Flipping 20. On the second one, yeah, on the advantage.
All right. Are you learning a skill or taking an ace?
I'm going to learn golf. I think that's going to come in real handy.
Was that invented back then?
I'll learn a skill. I'll learn a skill.
All right, and go ahead and roll your damage, which for a light melee weapon, it is a D6 because you're going two-handed.
Okay, so like I'm specifically trying to knock him into the thing. I don't really care so much about damage. Can I forego damage for the effect of knocking him into the busted railing that we have set up?
Yeah, absolutely. You prepared it. Cadaver Kid was already wrestling and succeeded. So we'll say like it's the 1-2 punch. And Cadaver Kid just kind of ducks down as this chain comes flying, hits him in the head. He staggers. He leans into the rail. You see the bolts of the rail start to pull, and then it gives, and he goes falling off the train.
Hold on one.
Cue the Wilhelm screen.
Can I have kept that club?
Yes, you already pulled the club out of his hands, and awesome. Balderdash has the gun. Deadward and Bardog, you are up.
So I think Deadward would take the chain he's got, knowing that there's a guard right behind him. He just kind of swings up and down and tries to whip it back so it hits this guard behind.
All right. I think we'll say it's still advantage. Trying to swing through the door. Yeah.
Yeah. I've also got killing the wrong scum or dodge lightning. So he's fast. So, I mean, I think either one of those would be appropriate, too, just in case. So this is grit. My God, I cannot roll over a 10 to save my life tonight.
Might be time to work on real dice.
No shit. Nope.
Oh, no.
Yep, go get those real dice.
That's like the fifth time I've rolled a 2 in this game.
So yeah. you swing your chain down, and you can't really see as well into the door anyways, but you don't feel the satisfying clunk, and you think the chain just swings up and through the door frame. Bardog, what are you doing?
All right. So two of them is still in the car that we're sitting atop of. Any chance I could hold on to the roof and just try to like swing down and like just give him a good kick in the chest and knock them both prone.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that would All be right. like an unarmed, but no, we'll call that a heavy melee weapon. But it's going to be grit to do.
Right. Okay. Oh, 12.
12. That's exactly what you needed. So go ahead. You're doing this two-handed, I suppose. So roll a d8, and if you get an 8, it explodes. So you roll another d8.
That's a solid 5.
5. Okay, that's still a good hit. So actually, you're killing the guy. Describe what this looks like as you kill him in there.
Yeah, I was aiming for the chest, but since I didn't see where I was kicking, I kicked him in the throat and just collapsed his windpipe. So he's just like lying on the ground gasping as I stand atop his withering, searing corpse now.
You land with a thunk on the wooden floorboards here, and he's trying to breathe in front of you. And that's when you look up and you see what this car is. This is a barracks car, and it appears that there is a dozen bunk beds along with several guards that are waking up and coming out of stupor or sleep. You caught them at a surprise as well, because they weren't expecting their companions to be in a fight, but they all are scrambling out of their bed here. They're not going to act this round.
Could I put him at ease by just being like, oh, 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 this is the wrong chimney, and see if that puts him off?
That would be very difficult. So that'll be wits 16.
Oh, that's a piece of cake. Watch this 20 right here. That's an 11.
Okay. So they're scrambling out. They're not going to be able to act this round, but they'll be able to act next round as they're still waking up. But there is one more guard in here that was on patrol, and he is going to swing. I think it makes sense at Bardock because you're the one that's already in there. So he's going to swing at you with his club. So you need to give me a slick to dodge this.
Oh,
and it's going to be standard.
Yep. That's another 11.
All right. So he's going to hit you, and his damage is a D6, which was a lolly. So it explodes. For 7 damage.
I'm dead. I have 4 health.
Okay. Oh, so my. You're not actually dead yet, but this is good. We got the rules reference here with dying, which I did. Yeah, I'll pop it up for you all. So when you go down to 0 or below, you're at -3 now. You roll grit and subtract the 3 for your HP.
Hold on, I'm clicking like a million wrong things. There's so many windows that just popped up. There we go. All right, I got a 20, and I subtract 3. So 17.
You rolled a nat 20?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so with a nat 20, you actually get a second win. So go ahead and roll a d4. Your max HP goes up by 1, and you roll a d4. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be positive HP, but you're not unconscious or anything.
It was a 19 plus 1 for grit.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Oh,
okay. So it was not a nat 20. Okay.
No, sorry.
No worries. So you don't get the D4 to heal.
Okay.
But you are still more or less hanging in there. You remain at your current HP. You're not unconscious.
Current HP of -3, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that brings us back to the top of the round. So you all get to go, and then he's going to go.
I mean, I got a gun now, so...
Go ahead.
And I got a club.
Shoot the gun.
Ranged attack is slick.
Ranged attack is slick. Slick is a 1. That's a 15.
15 hits, yeah. You're looking for 12, because these are all standard attacks here. So go ahead and roll your damage for the pistol. It's going to be a D6, and it can explode.
All right, D6 pistol. 3.
You clip him in the shoulder, and he like stumbles back a little bit, but he's still coming back with the club ready to fight.
Well, I'm going to club him on the head first.
All right, go for it. That's grit.
Let me roll. A 10 doesn't hit, right?
No, you need a 12.
I'm going to use my ace and try to reroll this. Go. There we go. 13.
13. Okay, that's a hit. Roll your damage there. For the club, were you using it one-handed or two?
I'm probably two hands, because I'm used to a sledgehammer. All right, so roll a D8
damage.
D8 damage. Oh, one damage.
One.
Here's something with a bigger head.
With the bullet staggering him back, you bring the club down, and he was already being pushed away from your impact. You still bring it down on him. You slam it into him, but he's still standing. He's very, very beat up and bruised. Artham and Deadward, what would you like to do? Or I'm sorry, Bardog, you're in there too.
So you said that there's like, there were a bunch of them that are waking up and stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Artham's going to look
at a gun.
Yeah. Artham's going to look to Deadward. And he's going to like, we can go to the other side. We can go in the other side of the, and get them from the rear. I said that right as it was coming out my mouth. I knew that was right. That was the right way to phrase that. But we could come from behind. Nope, still not right. And it's even worse in this voice. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think you got something there. And I don't even think you're going to need your Vaseline for this one. I think we just drop down and come out from behind.
Aaron, that was great. I applaud Aaron. You.
Aaron?
Oh, God. I forgot about Vaseline. Oh, guys.
So it is a bit further than a single movement, but we'll say if you take your action to move again well, you'll be able to move, drop down, and would you like to open the door or leave it closed for now?
Let's leave it closed for now until we're ready.
If we can't go, let's leave it closed. Yeah.
Okay. So you drop down and you are primed and ready to go in the next round. So that leaves Bardog inside the car here.
So I may have misunderstood last round. So because I had 4 HP, but I took 7 damage, I'm at -3. I'm not unconscious, but wouldn't I be like out of commission?
I might have read the rules wrong, but I believe unless it says you're out of commission, you're not. So like you would have had to roll a 6 to a 10 to be unconscious.
You rolled a natural 20, which is second.
I rolled a 19. I missed. Oh.
So he's hanging in there and he remains at his current HP. My interpretation is that you keep fighting, and essentially the lower you go in the am I wrong, Jeff?
I think you're wrong. So I think it's while at negative HP, he can move at a crawl or stumble. So
that is there at the end. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't think he can actually do normal actions. My bad. Yeah.
And the D20 plus grit roll is also modified by the negative HP. So because he was at -3, it's a roll of 19 16. Plus 1, which is 20 minus 3, so which 17. Is
17. Gotcha. So, he's still hanging in there. You're not dying, but you are stuck crawling or stumbling.
Okay. And the 17 was in the same range as his previous roll anyway, so it wouldn't have had an effect. Yeah.
Yeah. I just figures that's the very last line on the piece of paper that says, well, a negative, you move or crawl. Okay. Could we say that I crawl under the guy with the crushed windpipe in case they decide to open fire as like a meat shield?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll so do you're that. Taking cover under you were already over him. You got hit, you fell down, and you just kind of like pull him over you.
My blanket.
Ignore the living man under the dead one.
So this guy has been hit very hard. He's got to make a morale check. And he stands strong. So he continues fighting, and he's going to swing at Cadaver Kid. You moved up, so he's going to swing at you. So give me a slick check to try and dodge.
Oh, dear.
I thought defensive 15. Melee was grit.
Well, I rolled a 15. I'd like to not
you're
re-roll.
Right. It is grit. I'm sorry. I was ranged. Ranged attacks are slick if it's not a gun. That's what I was thinking. So grit, Cadaver Kid.
Well, then that would be a 15 plus 3 because my slick is 0.
15 plus 3, so 18. Awesome.
Yeah.
So he's so injured and feeble that the club comes through and there's just no force behind it. It's slow. He's staggering. You're easily able to move out of the way or deflect. The rest of the guards, however, are going to start going through. You see them. They all start going through various coffers and cabinets and they all start pulling out pistols and they're all going to start blasting. They're going to move to get these pistols. And then they're going to start shooting at Cadaver Kid and Balderdash. We're going to do one defense check for both of you, and it's luck.
Alrighty, that's all right. A 7.
I should have kept my ace. 19.
Hey, look at you.
And Balderdash?
7.
Okay, so Balderdash is getting hit. That is 4 HP there, Balderdash. I rolled 2d6 and it was still 4. And Cadaver Kid, somehow these bullets are going past you. They start blasting through your prison uniform. You're able to dodge, duck out of the way. But you do not get hit by this hail of gunfire coming through. Balderdash, are you still up?
With 1 HP, I am still... my gums are not the only thing that's bleeding at this particular moment in time.
Okay, so let's go back to the top of the next round. And let's start with Deadward and Artham as you're at that door there. You have an action and a movement here. And it's fair to say that it doesn't like cost an action to move the door. It's on
that skill I got apply here. Do you get it like right away?
It happens immediately. Yes.
Okay. So I took ambushery, as a skill, because I'm learning how to better ambush. So can I apply that here to like
absolutely
ambush them from behind?
Can I ambush them from behind? Okay. So I'm going to go in. With my chain, and I'm ready to go. So I'm just like creeping
only
on.
Only your
open.
Chain?
Well, I mean, what else is there?
My Vaseline.
That's like saying, do you go everywhere with your feet? And of course, I go everywhere with my feet. So it's the same thing. Anyway, I'm gonna go on in, and I want to ambushery.
It's your movement to rush in, and you're able to with the movement to get up to one of them, and you're just moving so quickly. And there's a hail of gunfire covering your footsteps. Go ahead and grit with advantage here.
And I'm taking the chain and I'm like wrapping it up around their head and just seeing if I can snap the neck and then use the body as a shield.
They're just gonna keep shooting me, so just use now, my death as your distraction.
I have two skills that apply here. I got ambushery and horse wrestling because these are cowboys and they ride horses.
They're not be pulling any horses over there, Artem.
Okay. That's a 19 on the second die. So that's a 21 total.
21. That's a hit. So go ahead and roll your damage. We're calling this light melee weapon two-handed. So it's D6 and it can explode.
D6 and it can explode. Okay. Getting anything extra for the ambushery? I got the other thing. Okay, that's 4 damage.
So you've got one, and you are choking the life out of him. He's pulling up and he's gripping. He drops his pistol, and he's trying to pull the chain out. He's still alive. It's going to take another round to choke the rest of the life out of him, but you've got him there stuck.
And there's a gun on the ground.
Deadward, what are you doing?
So Deadward will rush in, seeing the gun on the ground, and using his skills of killing the wrong scum or arresting the sheriff, which I think either could apply here, I will scoop the gun up and shoot him right in the groin up into his abdominal cavity as I come up with the pistol.
Okay, what skill are you trying to say?
More of a punch with the gun, and then I just pull the trigger.
Part of me thought you were saying with the shooting the wrong scum, you're going to shoot Artham.
No.
You're like, oh, not again. It's the wrong one.
He turns the gun on me. What are you doing? I'm the wrong scum.
Artham's the right kind of scum. These are the wrong kind of scum. These are the lawman scum. Like when I arrested the sheriff. either one of those, I think, would apply for advantage. But you tell me.
Stannis, I believe I also had it wrong, where you shoot a gun and you have to check slick to hit. You only have to check slick to hit on a tough shot. I'm apologize for that, but Deadward, you hit automatically.
Is that a D6, you said?
Yes, D6 and can explode.
And you're attacking like one of the other ones, right? Or you're attacking, right?
No, I was attacking the one that you had, because... Okay. I wanted to get him out of the way, and then the two of us could take care of the rest of them. I got a 5.
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure he was dead.
So between the chain holding him and you just go right for the vitals, he can't even fight against you because he's still gripping this chain so tight, and you just blast him dead.
Awesome. I done shot that man's testicles right out of his body. That's unfortunate. If I go that way, scoop him back up and just burn the body or something, because that's no yeah. way for a man to go.
He ain't going to need him no more, that's for sure. He's heavy.
There are still several guards here who have now heard the gunshot coming from behind them, and they see that they are surrounded here.
Would they necessarily know that it was a gunshot that's different from just the supporting fire?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
He said, yes.
We'll say no. No, they wouldn't know yet. That's
that
fair.
Bullet sounded hostile.
And because he's dead and being choked out, he couldn't scream for help. So
that's right. That's why I wanted him dead.
That's a good idea.
Balderdash and Cadaver Kid, what are you two doing?
Well,
I would like to shoot the one that shot me, if that's,
there were a couple that shot you, but you can shoot one of them. Yes. And it's automatic a hit here.
I'm just saying the one that successfully shot me is the one that I would like to aim at.
Yeah, there were two that successfully shot you.
Oh.
You got a few holes in you.
That's just rude. Okay, so it's not a tough shot, so it's an automatic hit, so I just rolled a D6 for damage?
Yes.
Excellent. That's a 5.
Nice.
5. You're killing him with one hit. Go ahead and describe how the shot looks.
This is like in the movies where you like get a shot and you're all like, oh no, and then you put the gun back up and you just like do the exact same shot that just hit you, but better.
Did you just do like
fantastic,
like the old man being like, call an ambulance, but not for me, and then fire
something like that?
The man goes down in a thump. Gunfire is still going. Cadaver Kid, what are you doing?
Well, the man we've been trying to beat to death for the last couple of rounds is still alive, isn't he?
I thought we got him. Did we not?
Did we? We got two of them. Did no, we you're get right. that third one?
The third one's still there, and he's got one.
I'm pretty sure
left.
He's like, yeah, we've been trying to get him down, but kept rolling really crap on the damage. So I'd like to try to beat him to death for a third time.
Go ahead and go for it.
Oh, great. I'm going to
grit for melee.
Ugh, never mind.
He's too stiff. Keeps swinging wildly.
Yep. Can I use him as a shield, though? Because he is kind of standing in front of me while I try to beat him.
Yeah. We'll say on your luck check, you can get advantage.
Awesome.
Bardog, did you have anywhere else you wanted to crawl? I'm sorry you got knocked out so quick.
No, he's just gonna kind of mumble to himself loud in here, and just I'm bludgeoned, so I'm like kind of half out of it.
Okay, and I will say you're pulling this guy over. You would notice that he does have a pistol on him as well. He was not disarmed, so you could. Start
Am I allowed to take that? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you can use an action to shoot it, but you can definitely prepare it.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Okay, and we're going to. Deadward, you were the one who shot. So I would like a slick from you to see if they notice you. And you can have advantage because of all the chaos in here with all the gunfire and everything.
This will be interesting. So I've rolled 9 times so far tonight. Not one of them has been over 10. Actually, none of one of them has been even over 9. So I got a 0 on that one. So that's 10 rolls. Under 10. Let's see if we can go even lower than 0. 17. Holy shit. Oh my god, a success!
So the gunfire stays focused on Balderdash and Cadaver Kid.
Thank God. Kill those crazy girls.
So both of you give me luck checks. Cadaver Kid, you get advantage. Yes.
No. No. We did not do well.
Well, I got a 9, so I get hit, but it's not a 1.
Okay.
I got a 5.
You're both getting hit. All right.
You have advantage, didn't
me
you?
And my 1 HP.
Oh. Balderdash did not have advantage. It was Cadaver Kid who was using the guy as the shield.
I did make the argument.
Balderdash, good news, bad news. I did roll a 1 for you, but the bad news is that's all it took. Cadaver Kid, I rolled a 3 for you.
Okay. Ouch.
So Balderdash, let's get your death check here.
Okay, because this is a going shot, to be... so it is a lethal weapon. So I do have to do the whole thing with that.
So it's going to be a D20 plus your grit. Here's and then it's going to be minus your HP, but you're just at 0, so you don't actually have to subtract.
Balderdash, you could take your hat off, and that would damage and keep you up a little bit.
I'm going to take my hat off, and the shot went right through
the hat. I read some rules before this.
I love the idea, too, that all you prisoners were wearing like the striped uniforms, but still had the cowboy hats on that you came in with.
We live in a society. We're not animals.
I know, right?
All right, Balderdash, real quick, Lynn, let's get a luck test to see if your hat flies off the train or not.
Sure does. That's
all
a
right.
6.
So you cannot recover your hat. It goes flying off the train. But that shot would have hit you in the head, so that it's much better to lose the hat. We're back at the top of the round here.
Okay, same deal. Same thing. We're just going to move up the next row. And so... Artham's gonna
cheaters.
I'm sorry.
We can just turn around.
I've been shot 3 rounds at. Well, I've been shot at 3 rounds in a row.
I'm sorry. Are you dying right now?
I could be.
Well, I can't hear you down here.
Don't get sassy. I'm your healer. I got flesh stitching as one of my skills. Don't get sassy with me.
And he comes up. And he does the same thing to the next one in the row. He's just like, ambushery. And tries
to. I think it's better if you don't yell the attack before you do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a dead person talking to me? What's going on?
Yeah, it certainly is.
All right.
Okay.
Ambushery or horse wrestling, either way, I think is skill plus.
I think the ambush would be over this round, so it's going to be a straight roll.
But is it though? Because like Deadwood passed his test.
Those people have 2 legs, not the 4 legs.
You had him roll. You had him roll.
Take it as fun.
See, the crocodile is quite a bit closer to the human.
Oh, goodness. That's a success. 14. 14.
14. That's a hit.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll your D6.
Okay, that's 5. 5 points of damage this time. A little bit, one more.
They've got 5 HP.
Oh, do they really? Okay, so.
Yeah.
Snap! And so he just puts it over and just like that. And he just hears a crunch. But he holds on to the body because he wants a shield.
You gotta have a shield.
You gotta have a shield.
So you learned from the first one exactly how much pressure you need. And you knew what to do on the next one.
I'm highly calculating because I'm a cook and a baker. I understand mathematics.
Awesome. You just stand still, son, because Deadward is standing behind Artham, and he aims over his shoulder the shoulder of the dead guy and fires at the next guy in line because he wants 2 meat shields in front of him.
Artham is
brave.
I did say before the stream that the game is about fictional positioning, so this is all perfect. Deadward, you get an automatic hit there, so roll your D6.
6.
That explodes.
Very you kill nice.
Him. It explodes, wow. But you're getting a 1-hit kill anyways. So what's this look like?
So he aims up really wide, and he says, "This is going to be loud here, Artham." Holds Artham ear with one hand, lines up, shoots him right at the base of his skull, so he snaps his neck forward and just does a somersault and lands on his back. That's a damn good shot, Arthur. What do you think?
And so he says, what was that?
That's all right. I'll tell you about it later.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just nod with me, Arthur. Hey, keep really holding that fella up, there. Though. Keep holding him up.
Okay. That was a good shot. That was a good shot.
All right. Let's move to Cadaver Kid. See if he can finish off this guy.
There we go. One more time.
You can do it.
Oh, there we are. Natural 20.
Hey.
What skill are you learning? Or an ace?
I should learn a skill. I'm not taking an ace at this
determination.
Point.
Okay.
Determination.
Yeah. If at first you don't succeed.
Vindictiveness if I go and attack someone a second time.
You don't even have to roll damage. He rolled one hit point. So you're killing him. So what's this look like?
If you would kindly hold still. And she's just gonna like, you see the factory worker muscles just come down. I really need my sledgehammer back. And she just cracks his head open like a watermelon.
You say kindly hold still. And at this point, the blood loss from the bullet wound is getting to him. He's already been hit by this club once or twice. And he's just like blinking. And then you slam into him and he just crumples to the ground. Balderdash, there is one guard left. He is still very healthy, but you have taken out this entire barracks. What are you doing?
Balderdash is looking longingly out because she lost her hat, and that just doesn't happen. That is just rude. And then she will recenter, and vengeance is required, and she is going to shoot. So it's just a hit because it's not a tough shot.
Yes,
so
automatic hit.
96, 4 damage. And that's a 3.
Regardless, he needs to make a morale check here. As your bullet sinks into him, his companions are annihilated here. And he takes the bullet and immediately panic sets in. He drops his pistol and starts running backwards. And then he sees Artham and Deadward. And he... panics for a moment, but he's not taking an action. You all can decide if you want to let him run, if you want to try and gun him down, or if you want to try and get him to surrender.
Certain Deadwood is about to murder a man.
I'm just here to tell you that I've been told that we're scum and villains of a certain ilk. So I'm fairly certain I'm going to shoot this man square in the forehead.
All right. And he turns and sees the panic, and Deadward was already there with the pistol. He sees Artham and then a pistol next to Artham's head, along with his friend's head that's right next to Artham's.
It's a three-headed monster. It's crazy. No wonder he's panicking.
There's one final resounding blast that echoes through this train. The body collapses. And then there's just back to the now, in comparison, peaceful rocking of this train, the metal on metal beneath you, as this train continues chugging along. We will end here with Bardog possibly dying, possibly not. Should be out of danger now. Hats.
Yeah.
Of course did. Of course you did.
I need to go rescue my lovely racehorse, Princess Grave Dancer, who I just renamed.
I figured you had called her Princess Glue Factory, but Grave Dancer, that might be.
Kindly ask you not to call my lovely horse such manners. Club.
Do you have to keep messing with your hat? Do you have to keep fiddling with it? I just feel like you're making fun of the fact that I just lost mine out the side of the train.
It's nice to have a hat, you know, a feel of it on your head and all that.
You see, Deadward's stripping out of these striped clothes. He's walking around naked looking for better clothes. He's like, that boy, he'll fit. That's a good pair of pants there.
Well, this one mostly just had been clubbed in the face. The uniform should be intact.
You got it right, but... Come on now, Cadaver Kid. You got to find the right size, though. I don't want to... He'd be a tent on me. And his boots. He's got the tiniest little feet. I got to find just the right size boots.
Oh, I do suppose Artham you do finds have a good
medium for clothes. So he just looks pretty swole. Yeah, he's just... How's it look? Pretty fetching, right?
well, hopefully these tiny uniforms will fit on me at some point.
With Cadaver Kid playing with her hat, Deadward pulling off a boot, and Artham putting on a shirt that's too tight. We fade to black there. Thank you all for playing. I enjoy the system. We had a few hiccups with the rules, but we're getting the hang of it. It's pretty simple. I think next week we've got it down. We'll hit the ground running. I'm excited to see where these characters go and how much longer they live, and who the next characters will be. Let's do some shout outs. Aaron, what do you got going on with Garblag?
So tomorrow, definitely come tune in, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to be back to Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition. Jim is starting a brand new campaign. We're a bunch of witch hunters and priests of Sigmar, and I'm a grave robber, and we're at a noble's wedding. So what could possibly go wrong? Should be a blast. And then on Thursday, same time, come back, and Ben is going to be continuing season 3 of Dune Modiphius's Dune run, season 3 of House Dargoosh.
Fantastic, fantastic. And Aaron, may I compliment you on your choice of shirts tonight?
I tell you, it's nice. It's very stylish.
That's a pretty nice logo there. What is that? I don't recognize it.
Sweet Huckleberry shirt.
Huckleberry? That sounds familiar. Oh, I know. I'm making an RPG. It's called Huckleberry. If you enjoy the Weird West game that we're playing, you would love Huckleberry. It's also a Weird Western. That's partly why we're playing Frontier Scum, because I'm just in the Western mood and I want to play more cowboys. If you would like to play Huckleberry, guess what? Join the Lollygaggers Discord. I'm running playtests every week. We've got one coming up this weekend with open slots. I'll run a session for you. If you would like it when it releases, go to huckleberryrpg.com, sign up for the mailing list. Everyone who signs up for the mailing list before release gets a free copy. So it's a win-win. That's my shout-outs. Jeff, what do we got going on with Lollygaggers?
Yeah, buddy. Next game is Thursday. You can see, well, everyone but Steven and Derek in that game, as we were going to be playing some Simba Room. Friday.
I'm glad Aaron, Derek's here, so I don't get singled out.
I can't make the joke anymore. Steve doesn't like us anymore. I can't do that. It's also
the joke.
Yeah. So it's a little harder. I don't like making fun of Derek, so it's not as fun as making fun of Steven. Because I mean, look at him. Anyhow, Aaron, what are we doing on Friday?
So on Friday, join us for some Cubicle 7 Warhammer 40K Wrath and Glory. We finished off our last adventure last week. We've got somebody who's now more machine than person, and we've got a few mutants running around in our group right now. May run into some problems, and we're going to be starting a new one-shot adventure of Wrath and Glory this Friday, just because I want to see I get them just enough experience points to get them up to the next level so I can throw some more horrible things at them in the future.
Now, Aaron, you ought to know that last night a couple of your players were talking some shit about your Warhammer Friday game.
Okay, I remember.
About how they survived, really. Is he like?
Boy, I can't wait for Simba Room on Thursday. Oh, this is going to be fun.
All right.
Somebody wants it to be a bit harder.
All right. I can do that.
If Justin's character would have died.
Slander myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Atolia is dead. Let me just write that down in my notes really fast. Okay.
Horrible death.
Her family too. Oh, that's
a good shit. Jeff knew exactly what I was doing as soon as I started.
I knew it exactly.
I had forgotten about it, and I was like, "Oh, right."
Okay. So after that, Saturday, Call of Cthulhu. We'll be back to Call of Cthulhu on Saturday. And Monday next week, we should be having a Fragged Empire Monday, and then we're back on here for more Frontier Scum. And if you haven't checked out the YouTube page Adventures of Lollygagging, please do. That'd be awesome.
How do you say the name of this game that we're playing?
I pronounce it correctly as that is what I do. You pronounce it in a troll fashion because that is what you do.
Wait, what'd you say
themselves? I said Frontier Scum.
Wrong.
Don't you mean just
thanks just for joining us, everybody.
We're all betraying each other.
I'm glad Steven interrupted the plug of the YouTube channel for that horrible joke. We're gonna go ahead and raid the dinner in a game. Looks like we're gonna go to a raid. So follow Ray. Have a great rest of your night. See y'all later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.